What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Burn Down. I'm Justin.
As you know, my name is Eric.
We said that already in the intro, but who gives a shit? Yeah, so we got date number two.
Well, not really. People on the audio don't hear the intro.
So. You're right, though, bro.
So I'm Eric, you're Justin.
And I'm Justin.
Perfect.
Don't love it.
Back to what we're saying.
So we had the first date episode that went very well. So now we're back for a second date. And a lot of people, we'd asked them, hey, would you go on a second date? And they said, sure, we'll go on a second date. So here we are on a second date.
You liked it so much. You welcomed us back. He said, these guys aren't too creepy. Give them another shot.
See what we'll see how it goes with date number two, man.
You can blow it.
This, this is the make or break date, yeah, right
now
here.
You're following up to the first great date. Now you got to kind of
keep it going. Because you got to see if he's, are they the same person that you met on date number one? Or are they going to be some psycho creepy killer on date number two?
You don't know. Psycho creepy killer.
You never know. You got to wait until you get back to the bedroom. Then you got to find that out.
I'll show you a psycho killer.
Yeah. All right. So it's the same deal as last time. We got 100 questions. If you see us looking over, it's because we kind of revamped the studio here, revamped the pool house. We got a TV up. So now we got the questions up here. So this way we don't have to keep going down back we to upgraded. My laptop. So
we're upgrading you.
We upgrade.
Let us upgrade you.
We're making move. We're stepping up here.
Upgrade you. Let me upgrade you. Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is talk about what we're going to do. And
we're going to talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do.
All right. So let's talk about what we're going to smoke today, because that's what we do every time. We're going to cut it up, talk it out,
spark it up.
Spark it up, drink it up.
Hey. So today I got us some two Hiram and Solomon cigars. I picked the Hiram and Solomon Traveling Man Lancero for my friend Justin over here, who was an avid Lancero fan.
Ooh, lordy.
And then I have a Hiram and Solomon. I'm not sure the name of this, but it's a Hiram and Solomon. It's not in the traditional line that they have, but let's call it the Strength and Unity. Grand Lodge of New Jersey, 2019. Yeah. Blue label. Looks good to me. My favorite size, Toro.
I like this, bro. And it matches my socks.
You got the socks.
See that, bro?
Oh, the socks.
Can
I
you
got.
Guys see that down there? Yeah, socks purple I with got. The purple.
Peep.
Oh, I like
Scotch
that.
And cigars.
I like it. Yeah. Too bad we're drinking beer today.
Yeah, whatever.
What are we drinking? So you brought.
So I brought the cigars and the beer.
Little fat tire.
Fat tire amber ale. Never had the amber ale. I've had fat tire. Tried them a few years ago. I used to call them flat tire. I feel like many people call them flat tire because they don't realize it's called fat tire.
Well, I hope it's not flat. Otherwise, it might actually be a flat tire.
But for a while, I used to call it flat tire because I didn't really pay attention. Just like when Heath bars, I used to call them health bars.
Health bars?
I'm like, I don't like health bars. Health bars suck. So,
yeah,
fat tire,
a healthy bar.
Amber ale. All
right, so let's, thank you very much. This is nice and soft. This looks good, smells good. I don't know if I've had this Lancero, but I've had this
Traveling Man. Yeah,
it's
a good cigar.
Yeah.
They make good cigars. I never had this particular Hiram and Solomon. I met those guys a few times, and they blessed me with a lot of Hiram and Solomon as they asked me to take some pictures for them. So they blessed me when I went to their cigar lounge out in Jersey. They took me downstairs, and they just gave me a tray, and they're like, go ahead, pick what you want.
Like a kid in a candy store.
He's like, yep, no problem.
I'd have just taken shells of
they gave me like over 80 cigars, and then they gave me one of their limited edition cigar humidors. It's all velvet inside. It's for like the 300th anniversary of the Hiram and Solomon, so it's all
hell
velvet
yeah.
inside. So I use that humidor for my special cigars.
The special.
Special ones. Yeah. So let's spark it up. Let's talk it out, and let's burn it down, baby.
Let's go.
Do it.
It wasn't the type of Rolex that I like, but it had the nice gold band, but it wasn't, the face wasn't the one I like. But anyway.
We call that Mr. Nice Watch, as J. Cole.
Mr. Nice Watch.
Mr. Nice Watch.
J. Cole.
Jermaine.
Cole. Nah, man. Yeah, come on. He's playing, bro. He's playing, man.
That's still funny every single time.
Young Simba.
Mr. Nice Watch.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real. Nah, you playing, man. Come on.
I don't even know what I'm doing, man. You can get out of here, bro.
You can go, man. I'm trying, yeah. I'm just getting out here playing with guns and shit. And
shooting people and
man,
shit.
If he can get his life together, I can get mine together.
Classic, we're back.
We're back. What's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
We're back. We got him lit. Cigars are nice and lit.
It's lit.
On this cold draw, this particular Harriman Solomon. Let me go up there real quick and show
you. Yo, you remember when we said we were never going to say it's lit? We've been saying it every single episode. Can they see it? I don't know why we keep doing that when we're obviously just going to put the picture up on the video.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Why do I keep doing that?
It's all good.
Anyways.
Yo, smooth.
Yeah.
It's got the thing, I've talked about this about Lanceros. I like them as long as they have a good draw because it's hit or miss because of the difficulty to roll the cigar.
Yeah.
Because it's such a thin ring.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it could be packed too tight. You got to let it loosen up a little bit because you don't really have much wiggle room. If you pack it too tight, that's it. You're not going to get a good draw. It's not like you can really poke it. You have one poke and that's it.
That's why I think I'm afraid to smoke Lanceros because I don't want to. I hate having a freaking tight draw. And they always look like it's super tight and they just never appeal to me. So,
but I like it though. It's nutty.
Well, I marinated that bad boy for a couple of months for you, so.
It's been marinating?
Oh, baby.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. So
let's get into these questions real quick.
Let's do it. Who wants to start? Or are we going to just pick one number? Like you pick a number, we both answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better off.
All right, so who's going to pick the first number?
I'll start with lucky number 13.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Before we do anything.
You're right.
Salud.
Gintani.
That's good.
It's been a long week, couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, dude. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir. Just moved into a new apartment with my girlfriend, so it's been a little bit stressful with the move.
Salud, brother.
But we're here. And we're
salud.
Done. I really wanted a beer yesterday, but I was just so busy.
Alrighty.
Feels good. So.
Is this even working? Oh, my bad.
What's the matter? There you go.
There we go. Sorry. My bad.
It's 13.
13. Where's your favorite watering hole?
my house upstate New York. There's a, we call it the 19th hole because there's a golf course right down the road from us and it has a little barn grill. Well, now it's new constructed into a new barn grill 365.
365.
It's only seasonal. So we go up there in the summer. My family and I, 2 miles away. You can't beat it. Go to the local water.
Love it.
Place upstate, 19th hole.
That's easy. I've been there. It's a good spot.
It's good. Good food. Good chicken wings. Nice and crispy.
They do have good chicken wings. Well done chicken wings.
Ooh,
good.
Love it.
Yeah. It's for me, I don't know, man. That's difficult because I don't have a local spot. I just go. I mean, local by me, there's probably the place Blackstones.
Yeah.
That I just go. And that's I just hang out. Because I know everybody there, right? It's my girlfriend works. It's a steakhouse, yeah. So I hang out and I go to just see her and that's a good spot. And then my buddy's place in the city, that's certainly a nice time.
We wouldn't consider that a watering hole.
Yeah, when I think of a watering hole, I think of just like a local bar. Actually, I'll put one that my buddy and I went up in college. So when I was in college, we went to this place called McGregor's. And they had over 100 beers on tap.
Mm.
And Sunday, Monday, and Thursday during football season, any game, right? So every football game, they had a deal where you can get 10 boneless, 10 bone in for $10. So it's basically 50 cent wings as long as you bought two beers, which is
clutch.
Easy when you're watching football. So that's probably one of my, and we would go there every football game.
Damn, sounds like a good spot.
Because you know, me and him, we're sports bettors. We bet on the games. We go, we just sit, watch all. It's like being in a sports book eating
every
wings.
Every man's dream, booze, fucking gambling, great. And football.
It was great.
Next, what do we got, Jess? All right,
let's go with number.
Pick a number.
Well, I saw.
Dude, I love this new screen. I feel like we're like a Joe Rogan podcast now.
I love it.
We just need someone behind the camera now that's looking up all the stuff. All
right, let's go with 21.
21.
Did you have a nickname when you were a kid?
I'll tell you one nickname. I used to have really bad acne. It wasn't really a nickname, but it was just certain people that when they wanted to get under my skin. But I had really bad acne, so people would call me Pizza Face.
No.
Terrible. terrible. And I wanted to, they were my friends, but they were like, pizza face. I'd be like, yo, shut the fuck
yo,
up.
Chill. Don't call me that. Yo, chill.
But, I mean, people still call me like my initials, like EJ.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people know me by that. Like in college, people didn't even know my name. So if I, people knew me by EJ. And if I introduced myself to someone new, I'd be like, hey, how do you know? My name's Eric. And my friends would be like, who's Eric? You're EJ.
You're EJ.
And I'm like, well, that stands for something. It's Eric and my last name, Josephson. So what are you going to do?
What's your middle name?
It's actually EJJ.
Yeah.
J. Eric John Josephson Jr.
Yeah, that's why I have it in my. I thought it was a J, and I'm like, wait a second, because when you said EJ, I'm like, no, they call you EJ because your initials are EJ and yeah. Your last, like in your phone, you're EJ Josephson.
Yeah, some people have me like that. Some people have me EJ
Josephson. So that's why I'm like, wait a second, is EJ because it's his middle name's not John?
I mean, it could go either way. Hmm. So it's technically right.
So you're actually E triple J.
E triple J. Well, my old Instagram name used to be E2Js.
E2J.
E underscore 2 underscore J-A-Y-S.
Oh, my God. E2Js.
Classic.
My nickname would be... So, well, I used to be called just J, like a little while. My dad and my stepmom called me J. When I was playing ball... It was always my last name, Heisek.
Mm.
Just everybody said Heisek. In high school, nobody knew me as Justin. They were just like, that's Heisek. Oh,
that's sports. Everyone calls you by your last name.
Yeah, Heisek. I didn't really have too many nicknames. I had this one when I was playing in the pool hall. Like, I was shooting pool. Like, I don't know if everybody knows me. I love shoot pool. And I was playing in a straight pool league. And I had this other guy that became friends with there. His name's Justin, too. Actually, Fun fact is, his name's Justin. He's a tall guy like me. And his girlfriend's Kelly.
Figures.
I'm like, really?
Small world.
So anyway, he was calling me Strictly Business for a while. He goes, Justin, Strictly Business, Heisek. I'm like, why are you calling me Strictly? He goes, because every time you come into the pool hall, you're dressed in like a suit from work. So he's like, you're Strictly Business.
Class.
I'm like, I kind of like that. Okay.
I in high school... All my black friends called me Eazy-E.
Eazy-E?
Eazy-E. Everyone loved me. They'd be like, yo, Eazy! I'm like, yo, what up?
Classic.
I was friends with everyone in school, so. But you'd be like walking down the hall, they'd be like, yo, Eazy! I'm like, what up? I just love that nickname.
I like that.
Right?
I had Jay High once.
Jay High? That's a good one, too.
Because Justin, they would just call me Jay High.
Yeah.
I was like, I like it.
Or Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
Yeah, my hair's always slick, so Slick Rick.
Oh, shit. Who did I have? I had, so when I was working the pizzeria, I got caught singing Justin Timberlake once, so they called me JT. People were like, is your middle name T? I said, nah, I got caught singing Justin Timberlake. So I was called JT for a while.
We'll go with...
But I like Justin Timberlake anyway, so...
Yeah, he crushes it.
He's actually a pretty good actor, too.
Let's go with 34.
34.
Trey 4.
Oh, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, God. I just pick one.
We talked about this like episode 2
times, but to remind some people, I mean, it's between Goodfellas, Forrest Gump, and Rocky. So, oh my God, I don't know.
Goodfellas.
It's either between Goodfellas or Forrest Gump.
I was going to say those two. All, yeah, Goodfellas. I'm going Goodfellas. Everybody knows that's my
favorite.
If you're
going Goodfellas, I'll go Forrest Gump.
Yeah, love it. Did you see a couple people dressed as Forrest Gump on Halloween?
No, my brother was.
Oh, it was hilarious. All right, anyway, I'll go with... I'm going to go with 99. Hockey season. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky.
I like this TV, man. This is great.
Where do you spend most of your time?
Oh.
Where do I spend most of my time?
I'm almost done with this beer.
I know.
It's going down like water.
I mean, at the office. I think it should be at where do you spend like most of your downtime?
Spend most of my time. I mean, I'm...
Sleeping and working.
Yeah, I'm working 9 to 5, whatever.
And then sleeping for the other another 6 or 7. So I think it's where do you spend your downtime?
That's a more interesting question.
I'd probably... So I spend my downtime either One, at the gym. Okay.
Same.
Two.
Even though I've been there in like a month and a half. But with this new move, I'll get back in the gym. I need it.
Smoke a cigar.
Yep.
And this is in no particular order. Just spend the time with family. That's my girlfriend, my family. And then...
I mean, yeah.
That's probably
going out to eat. Yeah, going out to eat, hang out with friends.
Yeah, I don't really know where I...
It's a pretty simple life we live, honestly, if you think about it. Go to work, hang out with family, friends.
It's a blessed life, brother.
Yeah, it's a beautiful life.
I love it.
No complaints here, baby. So, I'll be spending more time now in my own apartment.
Mm.
Shout out to Marissa, though. What up, girl?
What up, girl?
I
still want to be able to hang out with Marissa, so...
Man, I ain't going nowhere. I got a brand new patio outside too, so we outside puff on some cigars.
I gotta
make some friends over there before I start smoking. Let's go with Rob Gronkowski's favorite number, 69.
What's a fun night out in your mind?
Fun night out in your mind. Okay.
Well, you think of that, I want to crack open another beer.
Do it. Fun night out in mine. All right. So, fun night out in mine, right? What's that? Oh, are you going to bust it open?
I don't have a bottle open.
Bust it. Hey. Might as well do me one, too.
Yeah, I did it for both of us. We already have one.
Fun night in mine. I'm a big pregame guy. I like to pregame. But an ideal night...
I got a good pregame.
Here we go. This is what we're doing. Ready? Let's call it Justin and I. Okay. Go out to dinner with the ladies, right?
Okay.
Just imagine this. Bust it. Bust it open, girl. Let's say. So it's a night between me and Justin. We go out, taking the ladies out to a nice dinner, maybe preferably a nice steakhouse.
Well, yeah, I'm in already.
Order a beautiful meal, a little... Steak, some garlic mashed potatoes, some string. I like the classic filet mignon.
The filet mignon?
Filet mignon.
The file T mignon.
So.
All right, so we're going to steak. Get some nice garlic mash.
Maybe asparagus.
The Brussels sprouts with the pancetta on there. Yeah, get in my mouth.
A little red wine.
Couple bottles
of red wine. Have a beautiful dinner, nice dessert, cup of coffee at the end. Then it's about 7 o'clock after dinner, 7-8 o'clock, we'll be done with dinner. Go back to the house, pregame a little bit, listen to some nice tunes, drink a few beers, get primed up for the night. Maybe go out to Lavo in Manhattan, get a table, get a couple friends to tag along.
Why don't we do that all, instead of coming back? We just go and hang out. We go there, go to Lavo, get a steak, hang out. Let the vibes marinate a little bit.
I like the pregame. I'm a big pregame guy. I like the pregame.
So you know what we do? Here's what we do.
I like the pregame.
So we go on like a Saturday. We go for the brunch.
Okay.
Hang out at the brunch. Starts at 2. You do all the pregaming at the brunch. You get out. It's like 7 o'clock. You're ready to go. And then we go to the after parties. So that's 2. That's either you want to do the day drinking or do you want to go to steak dinner.
And drinking that.
And then drinking. I kind of like steak dinner. I'd take them both.
I'll do both.
I'll do them both.
Be blessed to do either.
Fuck it.
That's a good one. Go pick another one. What else we got? That was a good answer.
Okay. Oh, I didn't tell you about my pregame story. This is a little side pregame note. So when I was in college, I had an apartment. I was living by myself in this complex. And they had all these apartments that went around the sides. And then they had a group in the middle. And I lived right in the middle. And what they used to do is they used to have a drunk bus that would go around campus to all the apartment complexes. They pick you up. They drive you downtown. And they had about 4 or 5 of the buses, but they drive all the students downtown, drop you off, you party, you do what you got to do. And then at the end of the night, when all the bars would close, the same buses would pick everybody up and then do the same round to drop you off. This way nobody had to drive.
Wow.
So what we used to do is my apartment, you could see right out the window. I had a third story apartment. I could see out the window right to where the buses came. So the buses would have to come down the street. They would pass the apartment and then they would have to come in from the other side and then go back to the bus stop. So you can see when they pass. When they passed, you had like 2 minutes to get to the bus stop.
You just chugged.
So what we used to do is I set my apartment up where I had I put a pool table in there, right? And on the kitchen table, I built a little like half of a craps table. So I had a craps table, right, with the layout. On the pool table, I put a board on. I had a roulette table. And then we played cards in the living room. So I turned my little apartment was like a fucking casino. So my buddies and I would be hanging out, would be drinking, would be fucking playing casino games until somebody said, "Bus is here." We'd be like fucking scrambling. Like if the cops were coming to shut down the casino, I'd be running out. Oh, that was a fun casino. That was, if my buddy Eddie's listening, he'll know because that was fun.
Shout out to Eddie.
Shout out to Eddie. All right, let's go with number 45. Jesse James, 45.
All right, what do you... What do you think you'll be doing when you're 85?
I'll be drinking bourbon, smoking a cigar, living my fucking life.
I can agree. I like to think I'm, you know, in a very... What's the word? Rural, country area. Nice, like, outside, log cabin-ish type of place in the woods, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Got a nice porch. I've
got lots of land. Yep,
Sitting on a porch, nice rocking chair. Not too far from the family, so everyone can come over. And,
upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Sipping on some bourbon, drinking cigars, and just enjoying the family around and enlightening the young ones. The beautiful learning life them. About
I'm gonna
this
be,
passion that we have.
I'm going to be living I'm gonna be living it. I'm going to be loving it. Be fucking loving it. I'm going to be... Like you said, drinking bourbon, be smoking cigars. I'm gonna be hanging out, watching all my little kitties run around.
I'm gonna be one of those old guys that's like still active. It's like, yo, my grandpa's the shit.
That's gonna be me. As long as I'm able to, I'm gonna be even if I'm in like a wheelchair, I'm still gonna be fucking doing it.
I watched this
video.
I'm like,
roll me over here.
I watched this video. It was like this old 90-year-old grandma, and she's like taking shots of like Fireball, and she's like old, like real old, like she's in a wheelchair, but she's still like, yeah, back in my day, put him up.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been arrested. I used to go for a fight. We used to fight people, like telling like all the war stories. And she's like, give me another shot.
Love it.
And I was like, man, that's gonna be me. I want to be the fun grandpa. That's like everyone's like, come on, grandpa. So I'm taking pictures, put on the Snapchat. Look at my grandpa. He's the shit.
Fuck yeah.
That's gonna be me.
That was like my grandmother. When I saw my grandmother for her 90th birthday. 2 years ago, we were in, it was right around Oktoberfest. That's when her birthday is. And good idea. So I'm there and I don't see her a lot because she's in Germany, right? So I'm sitting there and it's Oktoberfest. And I go, Oma, listen. I said, let's do a drink. She's like, no, it's okay. I said, Oma, I don't see you that often. It's your 90th birthday and it's Oktoberfest. We're having a drink. She's like, okay. Give me the Baileys. Sorry.
Give me the babies.
The Baileys.
Oh, the Baileys.
She loves Baileys. So I said,
give me the babies.
So I was like, okay. So I said, can I get a Baileys on the rocks, please? And we'll take two beers. So I cheers, right? She starts taking a sip. I turn to go talk to Kelly. And I turn back and the Baileys is gone.
Nice.
Sucks it down. Beast. Gone. I'm like, oh my, what? She goes, what? I like Baileys. You didn't tell me that.
Man, do you know this reference? You ever drink Baileys out of a shoe? Mother Leca?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a classic YouTube video.
Oh, it's a, I thought it's it was like a movie. I was gonna say.
Well, it's like a British. It's like a British show, and it's like this guy's like fishing in a pond, and he catches this sea creature, and he's like, "What are you doing in my pond, motherfucker?" And he just keeps questioning the guy, and he's like this big Aquaman. He's like, "You ever drink Baileys out of a shoe?" It's fucking creepy, but it's hilarious.
You have to show that to me later.
Oh, I'm gonna.
All right, what do we?
We'll have to throw a clip in there, too.
What do we got?
Oh, you know what I also forgot to say?
What?
We working with Nova Cigar.
Shit! Tell them. All right, this is going to be a advertisement.
Quick plug real quick.
Quick commercial.
We're quick working plug. Closely with Nova Cigar, our girl Leo, who is the CEO of Nova Cigar. And she kindly gave us a promotion code, BURNDOWN20. And you go on their website, you order anything on their website. Takes 20% off of your total order.
Entire order.
Plus. That nuisance charge of shipping is free. So 20%.
Hell yeah.
And free shipping.
Come on.
BURNDOWN20, NovaCigar.com.
You know what? Pause this episode right now. If you're watching on YouTube, pause it. Go over to Nova Cigar. Get yourself a box. Use that code.
Check it out. Just check it out. You're welcome. One of my buddies... Our buddy Saad from Kuwait, who's BOTO.
Yes, dot KWT.
KWT. Yeah, he calls Nova Cigars. He can't always get them, obviously, because he's a different country. But when I talked to him on Instagram, he says it's the non-Cuban Bahike.
Bahike?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Bahike, Bahike, Bahike. He says, yeah, man, these are the non-Cuban Bahike. Bahike, 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 whatever.
Whatever the fuck.
Bahike. But that's Bahike. A big comparison.
That's because, tough because Cohiba, the Cohiba, Bahike 52, 54. Well, they have 52, 54, 56. I think the 54 is probably the best one. That is a fantastic smoke. Yeah. And we've talked about Cubans. Some Cubans are hit or miss. That Cuban
always consistent
is not a miss. That Cuban is one of the like one of the best one of the best Cubans, and then one of the best cigars.
It's a big comparison.
Yeah, that's a bold statement.
And I mean, I got the DM to prove it. If y'all people don't believe me, think I'm just blowing smoke. No pun intended. No, I was like, wow. I'm like, that's a pretty big comparison. And he's a huge cigar connoisseur. So
fuck yeah.
To say someone like that, comparing the Novus to a cigar
I'd love to
like
hang
that,
out with him one day, man.
Well, I think he said he's coming to New York in like February or something like that.
Oh, he's hanging out with us for sure.
So we got to try and meet him. But anyways, on to the next.
I won't do the next. Whose number is it? I did 45, so you go. Yes.
Haven't pulled one of these
rookie move.
Damn, that bad boy just fell. God damn, boy.
Hell yeah. Oh, God. Dude, we haven't had a rookie move in a while.
No, we've been pretty good.
I love it. I love it.
All right, we're going to go with 24.
24.
You know why? Because there's a 24 on your door.
Is there? Oh, shit. Do you ever tell canned jokes?
Canned jokes.
What the fuck is a canned joke?
Turn around, walks into a bar and says,
"Is the bartender here?" That's funny. Get it? Like, is the bartender? Can I eat the bar? Because it's a termite.
No, I don't tell canned jokes because that was terrible.
What is it? A neutron walks into the bar. Bartender says, "For you, no charge." Get it?
Right over the head.
Come on, bro. It's a neutron.
Well, like an atom?
It's not a proton. It's not an electron. It's a neutron. It's neutral. So it's got no charge. So he's not. Come on, bruh.
Sorry.
So do you ever tell canned jokes? Yes. No. So basically, have you ever, like, here's a question. Not do you ever tell canned jokes. Do you have a canned joke? Do you have a corny joke? Do you have a dad joke?
I got some good jokes that I learned on my hike this summer from one of my uncle's friends that he goes up with. He had these jokes the whole week, but they weren't canned jokes. They were like really like thought out jokes and like scenarios and stuff. I have them all written down on my phone. I have yet to use them, but one day I will. But I'm not a big joke person like that. I wish I was more though.
I have so this is a corny joke, and I think my dad told it to me. It was, and he's full. He's like, they're just like the little quick ones. They're the dad jokes, but they're good for a little chuckle. There's one that said there's three old guys sitting on a bench. So there's three old guys sitting on a bench.
Yeah.
Okay. And the first guy goes to the second guy. He says, "It's a bit windy out here, isn't it?" He says, "No, it's Thursday." The third guy goes, says, "Yeah, I know. Let's go get a drink."
Yeah, I like that one.
it's corny, but it's a chuckle.
Let's see if I get any quick ones in here. No, I don't. It's like I get like look at this. They're all written. I thoroughly writ them out and.
Goodness! Oh goodness!
Good They're Lord. Not as long as it looks, but and there's also like some like not like games, but like there's this game called Tilly Willy from Tennessee loves blank and hates blank. So there's like two like you're with like a group of people, and two people are in on it, and I don't want to tell the joke obviously because it beats the purpose, but. It's like everyone tries to figure out throughout the whole group. They're like, all right, if he says that, then they're like, all right. And they try it. And the two people who know, they're like, nope, nope. And if you get it, they're like, oh, yeah, Tilly Willy does like that. And people are like, what the hell? What is Tilly Willy like?
Oh, so you say a word. And then, okay, like, you got to find out what the word is, what he likes and what he doesn't like.
Let's see. Like Tilly Willy loves kangaroos, hates Joey. Tilly Willy loves Queen, hates King.
Okay, so when somebody says that, they like, oh, yeah, Tilly Willy likes that. And when he says he doesn't, you're like, nope. All right, I get that.
So, there's more. It's actually more to it. That's what I thought at first.
Oh, shit.
So, I'll just say it. So, let's see. Whatever, we'll move on to it because I have to think about it. But it's like stupid stuff like that. It makes you think. It gets people driving crazy because I'm not quick on my feet like that. So they were picking on me. So like, what do you think, Eric? I'm like, fuck these games. I fucking can't figure it out.
I know, but Tilly Willy makes me think of Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. Cheers to Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
What else we got?
That's fine. I remember when that commercial came out, everybody was like, Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. Now you don't hear anyone saying it now.
Any answers to any question. What do you want to go for food? Dilly Dilly.
What do we have right now?
Dilly Dilly. Oh, sorry.
No, I mean like time-wise, are we still good?
Yeah, we got time for what we at? 35?
Oh, all right. We got like...
one or two more?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're up.
No, I just said 24.
Oh, you did. So 55. What makes you happy?
All right, don't say cigars. We know. Don't say corny things like my girlfriend makes me happy.
Come what on. Makes you happy?
You can give. I feel like I'm about to get mad philosophical right now.
What makes you happy? Well,
here we go.
When I win a sports bet.
That's not philosophical. I like that answer. I was ready for like this big, like, you know, life is blessing, and I was like, oh, we're getting.
No, I mean, I'm gonna go out and say it. Money makes me happy. I like money.
Hell yeah, me too.
Okay,
you know what?
I like all the all the things that we just saw. Like, I like cigars, make me happy. I love spending time with my family. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
I like one thing I do like is when you around Christmas, like, and this is another corny one. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. It's not corny because everybody should do this. When you give a gift to somebody, right? I like, and then it's something that they weren't expecting, but they really like it, and they're like an actual true expression of joy. That makes me happy.
That makes me happy.
And we're like, oh my God, that's what everybody says. Okay, it should be what everybody says because you should be giving and making people happy.
I don't think so.
So fuck all you haters.
I don't agree because. I think most people like receiving more than giving.
Should be the other way around, yeah.
I like to give. I love giving things to people and seeing their reaction, just making life happier or easier. Just like, and like even like little thoughtful things, like getting cards. Like cards go a long way. You know, like you just get someone a card and just like, oh wow, this person bought a card and took time to write something out for me. Goes a long way, man. So I agree. I like giving more than receiving, honestly.
You know what else makes me very happy? Is when I see old couples that are still madly in love. That makes me very happy.
My grandparents.
Yeah.
Married over 50 years.
Mm-hmm. I have my grand godparents, I guess you call them. My godparents' parents.
Yeah.
Great godparents, I guess. They've been married.
My grandparents.
Like, almost coming up on like 70. Yeah.
Damn. Over 70 years? Dude,
because they're both in their 80s, and they got married really young.
What, at 10 years old?
No, they're both like in their 80s, and they got married at like, I think, when they were under 20, so maybe like 18 years old.
Damn.
So if you get married at 18, you go to 88, that's 70 years. They're like, they're up there. I know they're way past 50.
My grandparents have been married forever, and as long as I can remember, they've always been happy and pleasant together. And now they're both over 80, and they're like getting almost not sick of each other, but like certain things are starting to develop with age, and like you see them bickering like a young couple like 80 years old, and it's like. What the hell? I've never seen this. Where I have my kitchen table and they're like, oh my God. You see what he does to me? I'm like, what the hell? And then my grandfather's like, so it's funny. But yeah. What makes me happy? Let me see.
So you say giving happy? Old couples.
Not sitting in traffic makes me really happy.
Yes.
Not sitting in traffic makes me extremely happy.
Yes.
Long Island and New York in general, you're most of the time you're sitting in traffic, but when I could drive with no traffic, it makes me very happy.
You know what makes me happy too? When you're traveling and there's on top of along with the traffic idea is when you're at an airport and there's no delays, there's no lines there.
There's a lot of things that make you little things that make you happy. I mean, like I said, cigars, family, spending time with all them is always makes me happy, and it's what I value most. But things like little things, like
let's do the little things.
Like, you know what makes me happy? This is what makes me happy. When I'm going shopping and I have a price in my head, like I'm going to spend X amount, and I go to the cash register and it's under the amount, so it feels like I saved money. And I'm like, perfect. That makes me happy. Like, I went to buy furniture. I was like, shit, I'm going to spend all this money. And then I got to the price and I'm like, wow, it's not that. And I felt like I just saved like thousands of dollars. I'm like, all right, I'm happy. This is good.
You know what makes me happy? Tiniest little fucking thing. Whenever you have like an outlet, like you're plugging an outlet in or a USB and you get it on the first try.
Like with the three prong?
No, like if it's the two prong one, you know, like the one prong is bigger than the other one, you try to stick it in, but you always get it fucking. Like, or a USB, you're trying to put your USB into the outlet or into the computer and you stick it in backward. When you get it first try, that makes me happy.
I wouldn't say happy. That's hashtag satisfied.
Yeah,
satisfying.
There's only two ways to do it, and you always get it wrong the first time.
Always. You're right. It's very satisfying when you just plug in the outlet. You don't have to like put on the side, wiggle it. I know.
Or like this confuses the hell out of me is when you go to put it in and it doesn't go. So you flip it around, you go to put it in and it still doesn't go. So you flip it back and then it goes in.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? It didn't go the first time.
No, that's really true.
I don't know how that. I don't get it. Anyway.
What else makes me happy? Oh, seeing my car gas meter.
Yes.
Full.
All the way up.
Oh, when it's passed, when it's past the F. It's not just on the F, it's past it.
You know it's going to be a good day when that happens.
Like, oh, I have so much gas right now. I could travel across the country.
You know what else makes me happy? When I have zero dirty clothes.
Ooh.
When everything is clean, everything's folded, and it's all, and I have my choice of anything. And then it seems like I have no clothes because it's like you can't pick an outfit together.
The last thing that makes me happy, when I open up my humidor and it reads 70% humidity, 68 degrees. I'm like,
so you keep yours at 70?
I think 70. Standard 70 and 70.
So yeah, it's, they say anywhere between like 65 and 70 and, well, some people say 65 and 75.
I think that's too much.
Way too high. I think 70 is like the highest. I keep mine at 68.
As long as it's in 67, 68, 69, 70, I'm happy.
Yeah. A general rule of thumb is like 68, 68 or 70, 70. So I keep them anywhere between there. Yeah. It depends. Like in the winter, right now when it's starting to come winter, I might crank it up to like 69, 69 and a half. Somewhere right there because it's drier. But in the summer when it's very humid out, I'll crank it down. I'll put it at like maybe 67 because it's the natural humidity in the air. So, but anyway.
Yeah. Last one. Make it a good one. All right.
You picked it. I picked that one.
You did?
I did. Okay. I did 50. Oh,
fine. You know, let's go with numero uno.
Number one. All right. Last one of the day. What are your summer? No. What are some of your favorite things to do?
Let's see. I'm just going to cheat and read. Okay. Which do you like better, the mountains or the beach? I like the mountains. I like the country. I like log cabins. I mean, I like the beach too. I like the sun. I like hanging out in it. But I can only stay on the beach for like 2 hours max. Three hours max. I get restless unless there's booze involved and I'm drinking on the beach and I'll stay longer. But if I had to pick, I have a house upstate, like I always say. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful during the fall, no cell phone service, and I don't know, I just like the, when you wake up and it's crispy and cold out, when it's snowing, I just feel like when you're in the country or in the mountains, it's different. Being in New York, when you're up in New York State, not just Long Island or New York City, when there's certain seasons, being upstate in the country is definitely different and definitely more peaceful.
I agree.
Deal, okay. You know, ultimately, I would like to have a beach house, maybe like in Florida, and then like a log cabin up in upstate New York, and you go back and forth, but...
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go mountains.
Perfect. Well, in that case, that ends the episode.
That ends the episode.
So don't forget, Nova Cigar Burndown 20 gets you 20% off your whole order and free shipping. And for as far as that, Justin, I think his Instagram name is The Dapper Cigar.
It is.
And Eric. I think my name is Brother Cigar.
I think our name is Burn Down Podcast.
Burn Down Podcast on Instagram.
Hit up with the email, burndown.mail@gmail.com.
Please. And we have an email address, like Justin just said, burndown.mail mail@gmail.com and shoot us emails about what you think of the podcast, what you don't like about the podcast, ideas or thoughts that you want to see us speak about, and we'll go forward with it. It's been a good ride so far, so let's do it.
All right, with that, salud, brother.
We out. Cheers.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks.